It says, "I will God be kriya." The Maria Sakasha. There's a loch of you, and when you have to rise kriya, if somebody is mason, your mishpacha, you have to rip your begodim. For a gabi kriya, when you rip your clothing for a mace, the echsev over there, the pasuk also says, "Al." The pasuk says the word "al." The echsev "al." Al. The echsev it says "al shol v'al yonasin benoi," that he ripped rice kriya on Sherl and Yonasin, his son. V'tanya, we learned like this. Omruloi, if they tell a person, mace of it, Yishno, your father died. V'koreya, and he ripped his clothing because he heard his father died. V'yachakach nimtza benoi, and later it came out that really who died was only your son, not your father. Halacha is yotzi de kriya. You are yotzi de kriya. Skritzestira, why? If you tell me you dash in the word by how far with the word I saw, means you have to know exactly who is making the nether to be made for it. So who are them when it says the word al is shol v'yal yehinasin, it should also mean badafka. That when you rise kriya, the mitzvah's kriya is you have to know exactly for who you are ripping your clothing. And it should be that if you think you're ripping your clothing because you think your father died, and later they tell you no, it was your son, you should not be yotzei the mitzvah's kriya. You should have to rip over again. So the question is, how come here it says you are yotzei de kriya? And the Ran says, "Kehevelon lemeima di al dafka." Really, we should say the word al is dafka. Sheyikru l'shem hamace. When you rip your clothing, you have to rip it l'shem that mace. For loy sheyita biyachah. Not that you make a mistake with somebody else. V'yafilu achi tana. Still, we learned over here that omru loy mace aviv. That they tell you, you know, your father died. V'kara, and you rip your clothing. And then you came out and it was only your son. Yotzi de kriya. You are yotzi de kriya. Alma, we see al, when the Torah says the word al, or in Shmuel Beis, is lavdafka. So the chura hochinami, the word oisa, should also be lavdafka. That's the kasha. So the Gemara answers, Amri, I'll tell you, like kasha. No, there's no theory here. Hovistam. It depends how you rip your clothing. Did you have in mind exactly for your father, or did you rip it stam? For your Tanya, bring your proof for this. We learned. Omruloi meis aviv. They tell you your father died. Vikora, and you rip your clothing. V'yachakach nimtza benoi. And then it came out that it was your son that died. So here the Brisa says, lo yotzi de kriya. You're not yotzi de kriya. You're not mekayim de mitzvah. You have to rip over again. But what about Omrula, if they tell you, Mace loy mace, they stam tell you, Shno, one of your mishpacha died. They don't say who, but you thought, Uksavar Oviv who, but you thought in your mind it was your father. Vikora, and you ripped your clothing because you thought it was your father. Viyachakach nimtza benoi, and later it comes out that really who died was your son. So the locker is Yotzi de kriya, then you are Yotzi de kriya. You see there's a difference if they told you beferus which one it was and you ripped it for the wrong one, or were they stam, they told you stam, there's a difference. But the Ran says, Loikasha, ho bistam ho b'meforish. Ho detanya, that we learned. O ruloi meis ove v'kara yotza, that we say you are yotza, lav dafke b'sharmula beferish meis ove. We're not talking about where they told you that your father died. El b'sharmuloi meis. He only told you somebody in the mishpacha died. But v'sovar aviv, you thought it was your father. V'nimtza b'noi, then it came out it was your son. Uvaho yotzi de kriya. This is the case that yotzi de kriya. Because that's called minastam. Avu b'meforish, what does that mean? Shomru loy meis aviv. They told you clearly you should know your father died. V'kora das kain. And you ripped your clothing because you thought you were ripping for your father. And then it comes out that your father's alive. But it was your son that died. Lo yotze. Then you're not yotze, Mrs. Kriya. The al davka, because the apostle says al, it means what it says. V'chigetoni yomru lo meis aviv lav davka. And that's the first price it says that they told you. Omru lo meis aviv, that's lav davka. That's not the case. The case is they told you stam that somebody died. For your tanya ben ichus, this is a proof. The davka b'stam yotze. Meforish lo yotze, or Masis and Diktonia raise a yachsa v'yofer meforish. Our Mishnah that says the husband has to make over again the hafara or the kikayim that he did, the pshat is the Mishnah is b'meforish, that they told the husband, you should know your wife made a neder. And later it came out it wasn't his wife, it was his daughter. So since they told him one way, so when he was made for it, that's called a tois. So later when we find out it's his daughter, he has to do it over again. And then Echnami, that's the same halacha by Kriya also, that if they tell you it was your father, and then it came out it was your son, so halacha is you have to raise Kriya over again. So true, we dash in the word oisa, and we dash in the word al, that you have to do it bedavka for these people. Rav Ashi says another teretz. Rav Ashi Omar kan b'toich k'dei dibur, kan liyach k'dei dibur. Rav Ashi Yen says no, that really the word oisa is dafka, and really the word al by kri is also dafka. So if so, why do we say if you ripped for your father, and then it came out there was your son that you yoitza, you didn't have him in mind? The teretz says that toich k'dei dibur, that is the next 2 seconds, you found out who was really. That you found out right away, right after you ripped your clothing, the next second, you found out that it was not your father that died, but it was your son. Then you yotzi de kriya. Because vice versa, kriya, any mice you do, still stays around, it's still like it's here, toich k'dei dibur. The next 2 or 3 seconds is still around. It takes 2 or 3 seconds till the mice goes away. So if you realize right away that it was your son, so it's considered like the maisa, the ripping of the clothing, is still here, therefore you yotzi de kriya. And that though we say you're not yotzi de kriya, ho is talking about liyachik de diva. She says, ho de karma, that you said, yotzi de kriya, that you are yotzi de mitzvah kriya, shenimtsu benoi b'teich de diva. That means right after you ripped your clothing, the next second or two, you found out that really it was your son that died. And ho de yarma, that the Brisa says, lo yotzi de kriya, that if you ripped for your father, and later came out it was your son, that you're not yotzi, you have to rip over again, that's talking about liyachik de dibur, that you found out about it a few seconds later. If you found out about it a few seconds later, then it's considered that first action was done already, the kriya was done, and now you have to make another maisa kriya. So Ron explains like this, Rav Ashi Omar, kan b'teich de dibur, kan liyachik de dibur. Rav Ashi lo yosa li afluge yahai dina. Rav Ashi doesn't come to argue on this din. Tibistam. He's not arguing on the terrace before. Tivade moidebe. Tiyotzi de kriya. Tabraisim mukhacho. Hochi behedja. Tibistam yotze. He's not arguing on what we said before. Because I got none of the dorm anya for Rav Yakomo. Ela, but rather Rav Ashi means another terrace. Ela. Tichihecha. The Brisa says, even when they told you that your father died, still you are Yotzi de Kriya. So before we had to say Slav Davka, she says another Teretz. You don't have to say that Slav Davka. But rather, we're talking about where he found out about it, Teich de Dibla Kriyosai. Uvakai Gab Manami Bafor, the same thing replied by Afor also. That if you were Mefer, first you heard it was your wife that made the Neder. And right away, if you made that far, you were hurt, you found out that really was your daughter, so then that far would also be good. That's a new svara of Toich de Dibur, like we'll soon see. So Mar says now, Tanya, I'll bring you a proof to this. For your Tanya, we learned, Mi sheyesh lo chole b'teich beisai. Somebody has a sick person in his house, one of his mishpach is very, very sick. V'nisalef, and the guy mamish like fainted, is lying there. U'kimadu mashe meis. And you thought that he died. He looked like he died already. And you thought that he died. Vikora. And then you ripped your clothing. You thought the person died. And really, when you ripped your clothing, he wasn't dead yet. He was still alive. But v'yachakach meis. But he died back a little bit later. 5 minutes later, he died. You ripped the clothing. Was still alive. You ripped. Later, 5 minutes later, you find out that's when he really died. So locher is lo yotzi de kriya. You're not yotzi de kriya because when you rip your clothing, you're still alive. That's not a mitzvah's kriya. The mitzvah's kriya is after he dies, that's when you have to rip your clothing. And not before. So if you rip your clothing before, it doesn't help. And this thing more says, Amr Rav Shimon ben Pazi, that Amr Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum ba kapara, that loishanu, when do we say you're not yotza the mitzvah's kriya ela shemes liyacha kadei dibur? Only if he died a few seconds later. You rip your clothing now, and 20 seconds later, that's when he died. Avo b'ter kadei dibur, let's say the person really dies 2 or 3 seconds later, right after you rip your clothing, that's when the mace dies. Then the locher is kadiba dami. That's considered kadiba dami. We consider as if the mace kri is still here. In other words, that's the yisoid of teich nedibur. That when you do an action, the next 2 or 3 seconds we look as if that action is still around. The kri is still here. So since it's still around, if the person really died 2 or 3 seconds later, so we look as if the mace kri is still around, therefore you yotzi de kriya. The same thing would be by hafara. That if you were made for the neder, and like 2 seconds later you found out who really made the neder, and you still want the hafara to be, it would be a good hafara. Because teich kadei dibur, we always consider as if the action is still staying around. We'll soon see the hezber. The Gemara comes out, what's the masong, what's the locha? That's the one we paskin. That teich kadei dibur is kadiba dami. Anything that happens 2 or 3 seconds right afterwards is still good, it's still called like the action is still here. Chutz, mi megadev, vi oivet avodes kechovim. O mekadesh, o megarish. Chutz is somebody like curses Hashem. And then he wants to be chayzer. The next second he says, oivet avcharot, I feel bad. You can't be chayzer. Usually the locher of teich kadei dibur is, if you say something, and the next second or two you retract what you said, you have a right to retract it. You have a right to be chayzer to go back. Chutz from these four cases are very, very chometic things that we say the person really thought about it before he did it. So therefore, if you go to curse Hashem, or you worship Avodah Zarah, you can't the next second say, I didn't mean it. Because for sure you really meant it. Or else if you mekadesh, if you marry a lady, if you make kedushin, and the next second you say, I have chazara, I have charata, I don't want to get married to you, it's too late. Once you said Harayat Mekadeshesli, you gave her the money, the ring, the Kedushin is Chal. By Kedushin, you can't be Choyza Teich Deriver. O Megarish, if you give your wife a get, the second she receives the get, that's it. The next second you want to be Choyza and say Yacharoto, you can't be Choyza. But by all other halachas, the halacha is, when you say something, we say it like this. The person is not really Goma B'daitoi. He doesn't really make up his mind if he really, really means it or not. When you say something, you make a neder, let's say, you still want to think it over 2 or 3 seconds afterwards if you really mean it or not. So we don't really see that the person really means it until it passes the time of teich kadei dibur. It passes by 2 or 3 seconds. If 2 or 3 seconds afterwards passes by and it doesn't retract, then we say he really meant what he says. But if he retracts the next 1 or 2 seconds, that he could do, that's a svar of teich kadei dibur. So that's the good if it's only in das. When you want to make a kinyan, if you want to give a present to somebody, then teich kadei dibur you chayzer, you could do. If you say edus, and teich kadei dibur you want to be chayzer, you could be chayzer. Anything that's telling you saying something, that means we have to see your das, your mind, that you really mean it. So we say the svar is when people say something, they still want another 2 or 3 seconds to think it over to make sure that's what they mean. So it's never really finished a dibur until 2 or 3 seconds later. That's good by a dibur. But our Gemara is a tremendous chiddush. How will Gemara see even by the Maisa Kriya? Look, here it's not a dibur. Here it's a Maisa, it's an action. That you rip your clothing. That we're saying now the same thing. If you rip your clothing, the next 2 or 3 seconds, we look as if the Kriya is still here. That's a little bit of a kasha, exactly how you could say it. But that's what it says here. Mashma, the Kriya is still around. Now, in this space of time, a Teich kadei dibur is not really called the space of time. We can sit as if it's still here right now. So even though you ripped the clothing, and at that time you thought it was your father, and the next second you find out, no, it was your son, since you found out within the next 2 or 3 seconds, it's still called like the action is still here. The action is not nigmar till after Teich kadei dibur. Therefore, the Kriya is still a good Kriya. Only these four things that we say, the Ran explains, since they're so chum and they're such a strict thing, like to go curse Hashem, or else to be over to avoid the Zorah, or to marry somebody, or else to give her a get, these things for sure you checked it out and thought it over very carefully before you did it. So therefore we say the second you say it, the second you curse Hashem, or the second you say you want to be Eved Avodah Zarah, or the second you mekadesh your wife, you give her a get, you really, really mean it. So as soon as it comes out of your mouth, that's it. You can't retract anymore. Because these things are very, very chomer. But other halachas, it's not so strict. There we say, even though you say it, you don't really mean what you're saying 100%. You still want to, like, think it over to make sure that's what you mean. So therefore, stam kinyonim, or here by kriya, or by hafara, you have the right to retract, or else we can, and therefore we consider as if the action is still going on this next 2 or 3 seconds. So the Mishnah Baita. Omra koinem teinem v'yanovim elu, shani toyemis. She makes a neder that she's not going to eat figs and grapes. That's a neder. Teinem v'yanovim, she can't eat figs and grapes. These figs and grapes are also to me. And the husband now is kayim l'teinem. When the husband hears about the neder, he's mekayim the figs. The locher is kula kayim. That's enough, that's good, the whole nether is kayim. Since he's mekayim part of it, that's called like he's mekayim the whole thing. And he can't go and be mefer anymore. What about though, heifel atenim? Let's say he was only mefer the figs. He says, this part I don't want to be. Is ene mufer, it means nothing, that forward doesn't take place. Until he goes and says, the whole nether should be mufer. In other words, you can't be mefer half of a nether. Then the afar is not chal at all. But rather he has to wait that day. If he says another time he's made for the whole thing, then it's good. And if he doesn't say it over again, then the afar of a nixas means nothing, and the whole nether is chal. Omro, what about she says, koinim teino shena tremis. She makes a nitz a nether, she can't eat figs. And then she says, v'yanova shena tremis. Like she says a double lushin. So here we say that harei elu shtei nedarim. Here it said it two different nedarim, since she said it two different ways. Like she said two different lashenis, teina shena tremis, and then the anova grapes that I won't eat. So here it's called two different nedarim. Therefore, if the husband is made for one neder, here it's chal. If he says, I don't want the neder to be chal on grapes, it's taka not chal on grapes. The other neder is chal. But the ratio of the Mishnah, where she said it in one lashen, so it's one big neder. That's the halacha. If it's one big neder, the afar only helps on the whole thing. On a half of the neder, you can't be made for it. So Gemara says, "Mani mastis nuz amishne go like Rabbi Yishmael." Goes like Rabbi Yishmael. The Tanya will not like this. The pasuk says, "Isha yikimeno v'isha yifarenu." That the husband has a right to be mekayim the neder, to say, "Yes, I want the neder to stay here," or else the husband has the right yifarenu. He could take away the neder. Now, Omra, let's say she says, Koinem teinim v'yanovim elu shani tuemis. She says she makes an isenedah, she can't eat figs and grapes. Kayim l'teinim. Let's say the husband says about the figs, yes, I want the nether to be here. Alochim is kula kayim. Automatically the whole nether is here. Like once he's mekayim part of it, that's a strong thing. That makes takiyim on those things. Is kain l'teinim, it says, kula kain, the whole nether is kain.